Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to My Favourite Takeaway, the show for people who love food.
Can't always bother to cook it.
Hey!
Why not? I join in early.
It almost seemed like I lovelessly reel out that opening line and you now hate it.
I felt the passion was depleting, so I'd inject. Inject it.
Give it a go. Let's review your love and joy.
I'll do it the first time. For people who food love, but can't always be harder than you think, isn't it?
I think I was quite endearing in a way.
You know,
it's quite sweet.
I am endearing. Okay, right.
I'll tell you who is endearing, Sim.
Lovely stuff.
This week's guest. Now, Ben Clark is one of the funniest people I know, and I absolutely love this episode. Ben is part of Pappies, a fantastic sketch group. They've been nominated for the Edinburgh Comedy Award twice.
They also have a fantastic podcast called Pappies Flatshare Slam Down, which is a sort of comedy panel podcast from Pappies, and it's recorded in front of a live audience with special guests. It is very good, as is Ben, who, by the way, had a takeaway on his bed. And there's a big discussion about takeaway bed etiquette and whether the carton is touching the duvet or is there something in between? What's the way you go about that? Who knows? You're going to find out.
We are joined by the fantastic Ben Clark, and I'm very excited about this episode, A, because he's one of my favourite people, and B, because he's gone for such a sort of classic, straight-down-the-line takeaway order. I love it. We haven't seen this, I think, since Rosie Jones a couple of series ago, who did the same as you. I love it. What have you gone for today?
I've gone for fried chicken from my favourite fried chicken place, which is called Favourable Chicken.
Favourable. They need to back themselves more, Sean.
Favourable.
What is that? In a sort of GCSE grading, that's probably, what is that? Maybe a B, I think. B minus.
Yeah. B minus, C plus. Yeah. Yeah. Done okay.
I love that.
3 stars. But I think it's 5-star chicken, guys.
Do you?
Okay.
I think they can change the name.
They could move up to favourite.
I don't know why they went for favourite. I wonder if favourite was already taken or something.
All I'd say is if you love it, get down there, rip down the sign, or at least the letters they don't need, replace them. If you really cared, you'd turn it to favourite.
It is my most favourable place.
So what have you got from Favourable Chicken?
I went for a 3-piece meal.
Yes.
So just 3 classic pieces of fried chicken, fries, which you can add peri-peri salt onto for an extra 35 pence. Of course I've done that, mate. My first time.
And like you said, of course I haven't done that, mate. I'm not made of money.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't do it if I was paying.
Yeah, I like the idea that Ben has always dreamed of doing that because he normally pays for it, he never does. But today, when it comes out of our wallet, he's like, do you know what? I'm adding the peri-peri.
Ben, can I ask you about your 3-piece?
It's leather. It's very nice, isn't it? Do you want to tell me on it? It's very nice.
Here he is.
I'm more of a corner sofa man, but I do. Okay.
Modular type.
Perfect.
Is it thigh, 2 drumsticks? Is it 2 thighs, 1 drumstick? Is it 3 thighs? Is it 3 drumsticks? What are we talking?
Is it 3 heads? It could be. You never know. The one you don't want.
It's a foot. It's an eyeball. It is 2 thighs, 1 drumstick. And I think I'm kind of lucked out a little bit there.
Yeah, that's a good draw.
When you go in, do you say, can I have those 2 pieces in that piece? Or do you just take what's ever given to you?
I've never been in my life. Have you ever done this where you've driven past a favorite takeaway place and you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like seeing Stonehenge or something. You're like, yeah. Oh my God, that's it. That's Rocket Pizza.
And some of them have been around longer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. You're like, Jesus Christ, is that what the place looks like?
Oh my God, that's it. Oh my God, that's it. Just the 1-star hygiene rating on the floor.
Yeah, that's the one you don't want, isn't it?
It's just a car boot.
Have you even laid eyes on Favourable Chicken? You have driven past.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Favourable Chicken.
So it could literally be anything.
It could be, yeah.
As you say, it could be like, guy who's 14 and's got a microwave. It could be anything like it in his room.
Honestly, the crispiness of this chicken, there's no way this has been anywhere near a microwave. How dare you?
So, 2 thighs, 1 drumstick, which I think is a pretty good draw.
I think maybe a connoisseur would like prefer a drumstick to a thigh, but I'm a thigh man all the way. I think you just get more.
I agree. I think a thigh beats a drumstick.
Okay, great.
The drumstick's easier to hold. You know, the pleasure of just holding it. It's made to be eaten, isn't it?
Creationists would definitely make that argument, yeah.
It could be argued it's made to be walked around on for a long life.
Yeah. Freddy
from a carnivore's point of view.
It's happier this way, guys.
It's made to be eaten. Exactly. If you're not meant to be eaten, then why do you come in such edible shapes?
Exactly. If you didn't enjoy it, why have you called yourself favourable? Come on.
Okay, sorry. So you've got the peri-peri salt on, and you've got your 3-piece. Yeah.
Yes. And then I went a bit cheeky and also ordered some spicy chicken wings on the side.
Oh, times 2, actually.
Times 2, yes. Because I've noticed that on the menu is £2 for 3 spicy chicken wings, but it is £4.50 for 6.
So you doing math?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. They've made a mistake there, haven't they?
They really have. And I think the higher the number goes, the more money you spend, which is generally, it's not supposed to be that way, right?
And that goes against everything that I understand a deal to be.
Yeah, honestly, the family bucket, you have to remortgage your house.
So this is your loophole chicken. You've spotted a way of undercutting Favourable Chicken.
It's not my first time.
And you've gone for it.
Yeah. These guys are so good, I'm gonna cheat them.
And there's no gravy with it, any of that sort of stuff, I've noticed. You haven't gone with that.
No gravy. There's a time and a place for gravy. I wouldn't say fried chicken is it, personally.
Really?
I don't want to sog my chicken, you know?
But that's down to the speed at which you eat the chicken once it's been put in the gravy.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
You don't think it float in that gravy for 2 hours, right? You're just going bang, straight in.
That's my first mistake. I've been marinated.
Like a jacuzzi. You let you relax. Arms up on the side.
Oh, no. This is chicken. This is just soup at this point.
Ben often says to the chicken, I'll be back in 1/2 hour. You enjoy yourself.
Let me know if you need a top up.
Simran's actually right. It's the same with, it's a biscuit and tea, basically. That's what it is. It needs to be straight in, straight out. You're so right, Sim. That's exactly it. And that's how you do it. A light coating.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
So why do you enjoy a chicken and chips meal? Why is it something you've gone for now, and why is it something you go for regularly?
First of all, it's quite consistent. It certainly is from Favourable Chicken, guys. You know what you're getting. Some takeaways, it's either going to be incredible or you're going to feel really let down by it. And I feel like this is, you're not shooting for the moon. It's quite a simple thing, and it's like, you know what you're going to get, and it's going to be satisfying. And also, you know you're going to be full at the end of it. That's a big thing for me.
That is a big thing. So I've got a question, actually. Do you think it is still a satisfying meal, the one that you've got, if it was to be condiment-free?
Oh, no.
So, and I'm including the peri-peri salt in that. So if it was just the 3-piece chicken and the fries, and you got nothing else going with it, is that still satisfying?
I'm with Stevie Martin on this. I think dry food is just, it's not the way, guys. It's got to have a bit of moisture in there.
It's got to be marinating. It's got to be soaking.
Yeah, it's got to be absolutely bathed.
It's got to be fucking drenched in this stuff. You're going to not be able to see it. It's swimming in condiment.
That's it. It's got to be waterboarded with whatever sauce I've gone for.
With that, if you're a condiment guy, what are your top 3 condiments and what would you be using on this?
Oh my God.
This is an important question. It's a big one.
Top 3? I've instantly started sweating.
Something that the Sumeran has previously labelled as Desert Island Dips, which I thought was a lovely bit of business, and now it's returning.
That's gorgeous, actually.
And to really borrow from the format, ketchup and mayonnaise is included. You've already got ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh, thank God for that.
You find that at the bottom of a solitary palm tree. You're going, yeah. Wait a second. That's weird.
You hurl the flare into the sea and hold aloft your ketchup and mayo.
I'm sorry.
Well, you could do, actually. It's quite a good idea. If you finish your ketchup, you write a note, you stick it in the ketchup bottle, you throw it out to sea.
There we go, yes.
Message in a bottle. 5 years later, you're rescued.
That is what the police song's actually about, yeah.
So, what are your three desert island dips?
Okay, I'm going to go with... Does hot sauce count?
Yes.
Take it, yeah.
I can see why you think it might not count, because it's quite a broad term for a sauce. So, I don't think anyone really knows the different types or brands of hot sauce.
Well, depends. Do you mean like a red pepper Caribbean type hot sauce you might get with jerk chicken, that sort of thing? Or do you mean...
Sriracha.
Yeah, exactly, that sort of thing. What would you say?
Right, do I have to specify? I can't just keep them both under that umbrella.
I'd like you to specify, actually. I would actually like to, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with my favourite brand then. I'm going to go with Crystal's Hot Sauce.
Yes, with the white label.
Yeah, a Louisiana hot sauce.
Louisiana hot sauce. And it's got a sort of perforated glass bit to it. Is that right?
Absolutely right.
Fucking yes. Yes, Ben.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, 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 cool.
Okay, we got your hot sauce. That's nice. That's on the desert island.
Great, that's there. Mustard.
Oh, whole grain, Dijon, Coleman's.
I'm going to go for Dijon. Most versatile.
Also useful for fish. It goes well with fish. That's one of the things you're going to be eating a lot.
Great for fish. You've got your mayonnaise. Unbelievable on a sandwich mixed in with mayonnaise, you know.
Catch a sea bass off the island. Lovely.
Sorry, Tom, what do you mean catch a sea bass off the island with the Dijon mustard? What are you talking about?
I'm not using the Dijon mustard to catch the sea bass.
They must love it since they pair so well with it, surely.
I don't think that's happy berries.
And then I'm using it to marinate the sea bass. I'm cooking it in the Dijon mustard.
Okay, I thought you were using the Dijon as bait.
Do you know what? I cannot wait to get stranded on this desert island. It sounds absolutely delicious.
I'm catching the sea bass, you must know, by knocking it out with a ketchup bottle.
Oh, perfect.
So obvious.
Perfect.
I'm not thick. Okay, and the third condiment that's going onto this island with you.
I've got another query here. Would you count vinegar a condiment?
I wouldn't.
Then I'm having vinegar, please.
Okay, you can have vinegar, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love vinegar.
Oh, no, I thought you said we weren't allowing it as a condiment.
Yeah, but you can just have it anyway.
Okay, fine. Okay,
well, why not?
Right, okay. Okay, so we've got vinegar, mustard, hot sauce. Are you happy with that?
You got one more.
I've got one more.
He has got one more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the vinegar we're saying is a side thing. It's a non-condiment.
I can't believe this started as three, and I'm currently on a list of about six. I'm still going. I'm actually running out of condiments now.
Yeah. The words of our producer. Let's wrap this up. Okay, so the final condiment is...
God, this isn't a live show.
I don't know. I've gone blank. Name some condiments, and I'll say yes or no.
Ketchup.
You said that was three.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sweet chili sauce.
No. I'm curry sauce.
Curry sauce, yeah. Curry sauce, there you go.
Oh, curry sauce, done. Bish, bash, bosh.
Okay, cool. So we've got curry sauce, we've got hot sauce, and we have Dijon mustard.
And do you think that those condiments would be enough to mean that you're happy for the year that you're on the island? Or do you think you'd still miss your family and friends?
Who? I'd be absolutely fine.
That crucial issue sorted. Let's return to the world of takeaway. So you've got your chicken in front of you. You're sat at a table at the moment. Is this how you're normally enjoying a takeaway? What's your normal takeaway vibe?
Well, this is particularly debauched now because, well, I live in a one-bedroom flat. My partner works from home. This is in the bedroom. This is where I podcast, from the bedroom. So currently, my chicken is on the bed.
Oh, do you have takeaways in your flat? Do you ever eat them in the bed?
No, that's a step too far for me.
Why do I feel like you're lying to me?
All right. Once a week. I'm forced, guys. You forced my hands into being more of a slob than I normally am, I swear.
So where would you normally be eating a takeaway?
I would normally eat it. We've got a lovely dining room table, which, of course, we never use for actually eating on. We just eat on the coffee table, TV on.
Yes.
I cannot abide the sound of people eating. So,
really,
I need there to be something happening in the room.
That's fascinating.
Do you have, as your colleague and friend has, a lap tray?
I don't.
This is Matthew Crosby.
Yeah.
Matthew Crosby. Sorry, make sure that clear.
Yeah, so do you have a Matthew Crosby-style lap tray?
You confuse me with the colleague and friend. Colleague. I don't, and I really should. I have brought it up. We've discussed it. And I think that the idea of it is too much for my other half. She's like, no, come on. It's just too bad. But we would actually use it pretty much every day.
So you have an issue with hearing people eat.
Yes.
So you need that sound to be masked by something else.
Absolutely.
And that's usually why you would eat in front of the telly, because not only because you enjoy the telly, but it also drowns out the noise coming from the person chewing next to you.
Exactly right.
Right. Okay. Why do you hate the sound so much?
There's a term for it called misophonia, where you're very agitated by certain sounds.
Sean Walsh has it.
Oh, does he?
So Sean Walsh was on our show a few weeks ago, and he actually has the phobia in its fullest sense. Yeah.
There we go. I feel it in my chest when I hear other people eat. Like, it makes me like swell with like a weird rage.
Oh, wow. What will that mean? You can't enjoy your meal, or are you asking them to stop?
I can't enjoy my meal because I know, but also you go, I know I'm being unreasonable. I know this person isn't, unless they're a particularly disgusting eater, which I should add, my colleague. I've brought it up with them before, both Tom and Matthew, two of the worst eaters I've ever had the displeasure of eating with. And whenever we were working together, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to say this. Whenever we were working together, it would get to lunchtime and they'll be like, let's just work through lunch. And I'll be like, we put the TV on or some music or something. And they're like, no, let's just work through lunch. I have to sit there, listen to them eating. And what's even worse, them pitching sketch ideas. Awful.
So you haven't got a lap tray, but so you'll be... Am I right in thinking you'll put on your full cinema screen as well? Is that what you'll have in the living room? Because having been to your place, you have the full projector.
I do have a projector, yeah.
And then you'll put on the one show or whatever. You'll kick back and enjoy your chicken wings.
Absolutely.
What's the situation?
Well, here's the thing as well. I think that there are certain things for eating. And I would say when you're putting something on during a takeaway, it's a bit backgroundy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't want to start like into your film of the evening, because invariably at some point you have to pause it to put things away, or there's going to be clatter, or you're looking at your food and not at the screen. It's got to be something you don't care too much about.
You certainly can't be watching anything with subtitles, because you're looking down more often than you're looking up.
Exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
You only really realise how much you're looking down when you're watching something with subtitles.
Yeah.
So when you're eating at home with your partner, what would your partner say are your worst eating traits?
I would say that she would say bit fast.
Bit fast?
A little bit fast. Sometimes she has been known to use the phrase, no one's taking it away from you, mate.
Love that.
It's terrible. It's a phrase, it cuts you down size, like when your parents used to tell you that you were showing off at a party or something.
Yeah.
The same kind of feeling when you're like, oh, that's annoyed me so much. And it's annoyed me so much because you're exactly right.
Absolutely. And I'm similar with that. And often about halfway through a meal, I'll realize, why am I going at this pace? And then I stop and I slow down. And I actually start to enjoy what I'm having in front of me.
Yeah.
So why do you hit it at such pace then?
Oh, because I'm a big fat fucker. Essentially, I really like food. And I get very excited and I just hoover it down. And also another divide between us. I won't get into that. That's nothing to do with food. No. Another divide between us.
Because I love her. She doesn't love me.
She says I'm disgusting and she can't get over that. No, I like the food. Like, I leap on it when it's hot. And that's very important to me. It's like, it's arrived. It's hot. Let's go at action stations. Let's get started. Whereas she's like, oh, I'm going to get some water. Do you want some of this? Do you want some of that? I'll potter around. I'll maybe go to the toilet first. And that just sends me into an absolute tailspin.
And does she do that when the food is already sort of at the table, ready to go?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Or once it arrives and it's in the bags and I'm kind of desperately plating as fast as I can.
Yes. Okay.
I'm terrible, aren't I?
No, not at all. Let's sort of trace back then. So growing up then, did you have takeaways growing up? What was your background?
Not really, no. Two things that made it almost impossible to get takeaway. My mum was very kind of like healthy. Everything had to be very healthy. No sugary cereal, no pop, nothing like that in the house. And secondly, they were very like stringent on money. They saw it as a complete frivolity.
So would you never, ever, would you even have a fish and chips or anything like that? Or...
Well, so there were two circumstances. Like growing up, I had two McDonald's until I worked in McDonald's pretty much.
Oh, wow. Okay. So do you remember when they were, before we get to working in McDonald's, do you remember these moments?
Yeah, I remember specifically going to see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure at the cinema for my birthday and having a Happy Meal and it being one of the best days of my life.
Geographically locate us.
Wolverhampton, baby.
Wolverhampton, all right.
The heart of the country.
I love it.
The beating heart.
That does sound like a great day, to be fair.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I remember going to a birthday once where I had a Happy Meal and then went to watch The Fugitive.
Oh, yes.
This is the worst part. We went in and the guy in the door said to the birthday party for the 12-year-olds, can I just check you're all 12? And I, because I was painfully honest, went, well, actually, I'm 11 and I'm about to turn 12 in about 2 months. He's like, you can't watch it. So everyone else went in and I sat on a metal chair in the foyer while the birthday party watched The Fugitive. And then came back out and told me about The Fugitive.
Tom, that is actually quite heartbreaking, to be honest.
It's quite sad, isn't it? Playing with a toy on my own in the foyer.
That's gut-wrenching.
I've seen it now and they can't stop me. You know, I'm over 18 and I've got Netflix. So the second McDonald's trip, what was that?
Well, I was going to say, I can't remember the second one specifically, but the other time we used to get takeaways was whenever we went to our auntie's house, we'd have fish and chips. I think that was clever from my parents because I think otherwise we wouldn't have wanted to go to our auntie's house. So it was like, we have fish and chips. So every time we get very excited about going to our auntie's house.
That's interesting.
It involved having fish and chips. Kind of Pavlovian effect. In fact, I still have it now. Whenever I see an old person, I salivate.
So let's talk about working in McDonald's.
Yes. How exciting.
Two of my early jobs were working in takeout places. I worked in McDonald's and I also worked in another place, which is a pizza shop in Wolverhampton. I won't name the pizza shop for reasons that'll become clear in a second.
Yeah.
Got fired from there.
What did you do?
The guys. Right. I think they were rotten in there, but I appreciate I was like, you know, 15. I was probably absolutely terrible. I put mixed herbs on a pizza instead of garlic.
Right.
Because at the age of 15, I thought the garlic was green.
Why?
Because this is what I tried to tell the guy. In the garlic bread, you get the little green bits.
Yes.
So I thought that was the garlic. Of course it wasn't, you absolute idiot.
That doesn't feel like a sackable offence.
What followed was a fist fight.
Are you kidding? No.
No, it didn't really.
Did they genuinely sack you for that?
He had a terrible way about him where if you'd done something wrong, he would then like announce it to the room. So he'd have the drivers lined up and they were mostly kind of fucking lads. He started going down the line. What colour do you think garlic is? What colour do you think garlic is? What colour do you think garlic is?
Oh, that, and the like last driver.
Yeah. And the last driver was a lady who was very nice. And she said, I'm not going to answer because I don't think you should be telling him off in front of us. I don't think this is fair.
Oh, good on her.
What a legend.
Yeah, really nice. And I think that threw him into more of a rage because he kind of lost his, you know, foothold in the situation. So then he just told me to go home.
She drove you back. I'm imagining you, the two of you on a moped. Like in Top Gun, your arms around her waist.
Your arms around her.
Yeah. Taking you home.
I need a hero. Yeah, she was great.
He told you to go home.
Yeah, which I just assumed I'd been fired. So I went home and was very upset and told my mum and dad. And very uncharacteristically for my dad, he went to the shop.
Oh.
To have a go at the guy.
Good on him.
Which I imagine was very kind of polite and involved a lot of apologising. And then after that, the guy was like, well, don't expect him to still have a job after this.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, I thought you fired him.
Well, I hope that delivery driver has gone on to wonderful things.
Yes, me too.
Not that being a delivery driver isn't a wonderful thing. Everything you do in life is a wonderful thing.
Unless you tell off children for putting on the wrong topping on a pizza. And also mixed herbs, guys. Because that's what this argument was like. What if they were allergic to mixed herbs? And of course, at 15-year-old, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're not ordering from a a pizza place if you're allergic to mixed herbs, are you? It's a death sentence.
And then the Golden Arches came calling.
Yeah, and that, because of that previous job, was absolutely a godsend.
Really?
I was getting paid more than £1 more an hour.
Yeah.
I was on 265 at the pizza shop an hour.
265 quid an hour?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You see why you sacked him. You should let him. So what was life? What was it like working at McDonald's? You enjoyed that then? Was it a fun time? Was it?
It's great. For your break, and this is the thing, because I was so kind of, I didn't have fast food, the idea, every shift, you would get a full meal and a side and like a 45-minute break. All of those things were completely alien to me up until that point in my working career.
Well, let's get into that. What is your go-to McDonald's meal? What was it then when you were on shift, and what is it now?
Okay, so then I would have a quarter pounder meal. Now, and it's not a meal, I'll go slightly off-piste. I have two double cheeseburgers, a large fries, and a large Coke Zero.
Two double cheeseburgers?
A large fries?
Large fries, a large Coke Zero.
Why did you move away from the quarter pounder and onto two double cheeseburgers?
I think the double cheeseburger is the perfect burger.
Why is that?
I just think it's got the right balance of everything. The quarter pounder, like clearly with a bigger piece, you've got less of the nice fry goodness. You've got two lots of the nice fried surface area. You've got two pieces of cheese. There's only one on a... Wait, is this true? I'm saying it anyway. I reckon you've got two pieces of cheese. You've got one on a quarter pounder. If you ever have a double quarter pounder, that's too much. That's just too much.
And because you've got two, it feels like a little treat, doesn't it, the second one?
That's it. It's a bonus. And really, honestly, truly, it's too much.
Is it, you think?
It's too much. I could take that order down. Leave off the fries, maybe, or leave off the second burger, but every time.
I would love to be able to order half a small fries.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just want a taste.
I just want a little handful. That's it.
Really? No. What are you talking about? You've lost your mind.
Simran, me and you, we're going to McDonald's together. I think we're the perfect couple for it.
Yes, please. I didn't think it was going to happen in the podcast, but I do.
Maybe they need some kind of fries machine in McDonald's where you hold down the handle like on a sort of like Las Vegas gambling machine, and you just, you know, or more to the point, like an oil pump, a petrol pump, and you just pay for the amount of fries that come out. Ding, 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 ding. And you just take as many as you want.
Mate, you are blowing my mind in. Make a restaurant, you're going to be a millionaire. That is it. And listen, I've listened to a previous episode where you suggested scooping out an apple pie and putting fries in that. And at that point, I had to unplug my headphones and throw my phone into the road. But this is truly genius. That's the idea, man. You've done it.
Simran, you talk about you just want like a handful. You could just use your hand as a receptacle as well. You don't even have to have a traditional receptacle. You could even open your mouth and lower yourself below the fry machine and just have one little mouth.
It would be so visually satisfying pulling a lever and just seeing fries just come out of, you know, just like...
Yeah, people would be like, oh, I just, every time I hear the fry shoot, I just, my mouth starts watering.
In France and the continent, because I have traveled in my time, in a lot of cafes they have huge Nutella dispensers in the corner, like the size of a child, and you press the bottom and it comes out of a tube and you just take as much as you want.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Damn you, Brexit.
On one level, that's where the idea has come from. Now, we talk about food. I think it's only right you should have some of your food. I'm afraid it's sat cold in front of you. Or do you want to have it afterwards?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've had some beforehand, unless you insist.
Oh, no. You've eaten before.
I've had some beforehand while it was hot. So, and I will definitely have a couple more of those wings.
Can I ask a question, Ben? Is the food still on the bed?
Yeah, the food's still on the bed, yeah.
Is it cotton straight to duvet, or is there a plate in between?
I'm not a complete savage. It's on a plate, and the plate is on a lap tray, but it is on a tray. So there's double barrier.
The sheets are safe.
Double bagged it.
So generally nowadays, how often are you getting a takeaway, and what sort of order are you? Are you someone that over-orders? Do you go to the same place every time? What talk us through that.
Okay. This is... It's a subject very close to my heart, so
perfect.
I'm quite overwhelmed with that as a question because there's so many facets. First of all, how many times a week? Now, we have tried to now limit it so it's only a weekend thing.
How's that going?
It's okay. It's okay.
Good.
There's a slight cheat that we live above a kebab shop.
Wow.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. So sometimes midweek, we will have a chicken kebab wrap.
And that feels good.
It does feel good. There's salad in it.
Is it sheesh or doner, though? Which are you going for, sheesh or doner?
Well, my partner goes for sheesh. I go for doner.
Ah, see, that's the difference, isn't it?
Doner feels bad. And it feels lower quality as well, but oh, I just love...
But I much prefer chicken doner. I do.
Oh, it's so good, guys.
And also, I allow myself to think that chicken doner isn't so bad. And on some level, it's okay. It's
surely better than the lamb.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think it's probably the healthier, the lower fat of the two.
So I'm just going to say that doesn't count and that's health food.
And do they know you now when you go down?
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, the other week their card machine was broken and he was like, don't worry, man.
Don't worry, man. As long as you've got the exact cash, it's not a problem. Just give me that now. So, all right, it's fine.
Don't worry. I'll just walk with you to a cash point now and make sure.
That's nice, though. Yeah. Do you feel they give you a few extra chips? Do you think you're getting the preferential treatment?
I hope so. Because we live so close as well, I sometimes see them kind of on the roads and stuff like that. And sometimes on a walk past, I give them a little nod to the window.
Okay.
I'd love it to be like cheers, you know?
Well, you sat around the counter for hours. Okay. Right, okay, so that's your kebab. And then the weekends, what do you allow yourself?
So that's my kebab. And then weekends, well, we have a debate almost every time we get takeaway because I will always ask my partner what she would like.
Yeah.
And she always says two things that I just cannot abide as takeaways. She wants pasta. Or she wants Mexican. And the thing is, in London, right, where we are, they're both things that I can make cheaper and better at home.
Yes.
That is not to do down either of those cuisines. I love them both. I think pasta's like, come on, we can all do pasta.
I couldn't agree more.
And then if you have stuff that is like really good, then it's super expensive. And then with Mexican food, I just don't think London's a good place for it. I'm sure there are places in the world where you can get amazing Mexican food.
I can think of one. One of the big one. I can think of the obvious
true, but I've never been to Korea, so I wouldn't know.
I've never been to Taco Bell, but they're apparently...
So with that in mind then, how are you coming to a compromise there? What's happening?
Compromise. The compromise is sometimes we will have pasta and then other times we will just not have either of those things. And really, like, Mexican food's not really ever an option near us. There's not many places. There's a place, the kind of closest thing, I'm sorry if this is awful, but there's a place up the road called the Venezuelan Cafe. That's brilliant.
Yes.
But it's not, like, Mexican food really at all. But they do, like, lovely arepas and stuff like that.
Oh, amazing. I love Venezuelan food. That's fantastic. Actually, that's what Acaster went for when he was on this show. It's superb. Yeah, arepas, great food.
I bet it's the same place.
In Crystal Palace?
It's in Crystal Palace.
Mama.
Yeah.
Cucina.
That place. Cucina. Yeah. And we always call it the Venezuela Cafe because that's what it says on the little sign.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the place. And it's fantastic. They're so lovely.
Well, you say that you got... Doesn't matter if you don't have a card and you go into the kebab shop. James, after doing this, went into that place and they were giving him shots with his meal to say thank you for mentioning it on the place. So on the podcast.
And actually, bizarrely, like Megan literally used to live upstairs in the Venezuelan cafe.
Yeah.
No.
She literally lived on top of it. Yeah, genuinely. I courted my partner all the way through until the end. And like when she first moved in, like we went and introduced ourselves and then that was our regular place. So we used to be on kind of handshake terms with the owner. He's a lovely guy with a fantastic mustache. Now we live in Sydenham and it's not the same.
So Ben, you say you're an over-orderer.
Yeah.
You order quite a lot from takeaways. Do you have any takeaway gripes or disasters? Things that have gone terribly wrong when you've ordered a takeaway, or things that really bug you whenever you try to make that order?
Well, I'll say a very simple one, which I'm sure you've had before, and this is a thing that chicken shops often fall foul of. No pun intended.
Oh, very nice.
They always put the bloody cold drink in the same bag as the hot food.
Yeah.
And you know how
yeah.
I feel about hot food, guys. And those just two things are just making both of them less delicious. You might as well just pour the Pepsi Max all over your chips, man. Which I also, which I presume Simran, that's how you eat them.
That is exactly how I eat them. Exactly how I eat them. You're right. You're right, because that really bugs me as well. Because sometimes they'll put the Diet Coke or the drink in a separate bag within the bag. I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's just a drink.
Same thing. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. Not too many bags and all the rest of it, but please, you've got to keep that separate.
Do you know what else? I don't think I should be ordering the drink.
Why not? You think it should be coming free?
I think I should just be having something at home. There's a part of me that feels like that's a real waste of your money if you're spending £2.40 on a can of Coke.
Allow yourself a Rubicon.
You know what I mean? Rubicon, fine. A drink I wouldn't otherwise have, sure.
You don't go get cases of Rubicon. You mad?
They're cartons, mate. I get cartons all the time. I've got a can of 48 ounces. That's an Indian household. There's Rubicon downstairs.
Yes,
there's
mango legend. Pulp.
There's the lychee flavour, the guava flavour. Come on.
Amazing. I totally agree with you, but with chicken shops, there's always the meal deals, and that's why I end up with it. And I wouldn't normally order them otherwise. Disaster-wise, did have one a little while ago where we were at Megan's parents' house, and her niece was there. She was a bit like upset, and had like a rough day, and was like, "Oh, should we order some food to try and cheer up?" And she was like, "Yeah, I want sushi." We're like, "Oh, that's a big call in sunny Hastings." Miraculously, Megan found a place, so we, you know, put in a sushi order, which of course it's expensive. It's great, but it's expensive. And when the food arrived, we realised it had arrived at our flat in London.
Oh no.
She hadn't put in the right address.
Please tell me that it hadn't driven from Hastings to the flat in London.
Please tell me you told him to drive to Hastings because he won it.
And we just had to say, like, oh, well, then you can have it. Or if there's a homeless person around, give it to them or something.
No.
There's no other thing we could do. It's like it's been ordered, it's been paid for. And then we had to order pizza in Hastings.
So what did happen to it?
I don't know what happened to it.
And we never will.
I mean, there's literally no way of ever finding out, is there? That would be a great true crime podcast. It's not a crime. It'd be interesting to do a podcast entirely dedicated to tracking down what happened to your sushi. Incidentally, I would completely listen to that.
It's a cold case.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh! It's a cold case. There we go.
That's really good. That's great. I'm just rethinking you other puns. I can't come on. I've got nothing. I'm really rummaging away with this. It's literally not there. Sorry about that. So that is genuinely a disaster. But today's meal hopefully has not been a disaster.
Well, it's been lovely. Thank you very much.
Can you just remind our listeners where you've ordered from, what you've ordered, and why you'd recommend it?
Surely you haven't forgotten, but it's Favourable Chicken in Southeast London. I don't exactly know, but it's within a 2 mile drive from Sydenham area. I'll say this. I think it's very consistent. It's always good and it's always crispy. And I love fried chicken. A lot of places will do it. It'll come, it's pale, it's a bit floury. They haven't cooked it that extra 5 minutes. And I think Favourable Fried Chicken always does. It's always a good colour. It's like nice golden brown crispiness. It's fantastic.
Perfect. Ben, what an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much. That's exactly in
welcome.
The spirit of this show. We love people who love takeaways in this way, and it's thank you so much. And yeah, enjoy the now 40 minute cold food that's been sat opposite you
in bed. Go on, have it as you would normally.
You've got me. Thanks, guys.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You can contact the show on Twitter at Fave Takeaway Pod or Instagram on My Favorite Takeaway Podcast. You can email us with your stories of takeaway, woe, gripes, your worries on hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com.
That was a fantastic Ben Clark from Pappy's There. Do check out his podcast, Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. It's hilarious. All three of his sketch group are just very, very, very funny people. Sim, it's been a really fun series. I've absolutely loved it.
I've loved it, and I've loved it because I've been doing it with you, and I love you.
Ah, oh,
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Oh, God. I really do. What's your next takeaway? Let's find out before we, as we end out on this. What are you going to celebrate the end of this series with this evening? What takeaway? What are you looking at?
Puget Express, American hot chocolate fudge cake on the side, garlic dip, six doubles.
That's so cool. If you ever go to a Pizza Express, please order it at that speed, looking directly at the waiter's art in the art. You know, just really like you're like a high-powered businessman from New York.
Do I have to do the weird thing I do in my mouth? I mean, like that. I have to do that because that was...
What was that? I mean, a twitch of the mouth.
I don't know. It was like, you know, it's like cool.
I thought it was quite cool. I like that. And you're pointing every time. What was it? So it was American hot.
American hot, garlic butter dip, six doubles.
You got to say cheers at the end.
Cheers at the end.
There you go. Look at that. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us once again. Do leave us a 5-star review. Write a lovely thing. Maybe even comment on Simran's Pizza Express order. Whatever you want to write, you write it. But the main thing is I want you to enjoy your lives and enjoy your takeaways. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.